Well, if you are one of the few people who won't be crowding into the theater to see Twilight this weekend, you can at least catch Major League Soccer's championship game. It's on Sunday in Los Angeles. And sorry, there will be no David Beckham appearances. The Columbus Crew will play the New York Red Bulls. Joining us now to talk about soccer is sports writer Stefan the Toe Fatsis, who joins us most Fridays. Hi, Stefan.
Hey,
the championship game
the
will be
instep, please.
The instep. championship game will be on ABC and also the Spanish language network Telefutura. You think it's going to get much of an audience?
It's going up against the NFL, but it'll get an audience. Columbus was the best team in the regular season. New York is New York, and it's the franchise's first appearance in an MLS championship. Now, Major League Soccer is 13 years old now. Soccer, though, which has faced so many hurdles here, is really still in its infancy, and this league continues to make progress both financially and competitively. You know, we talked a lot about Beckham last year and his celebrity wife coming to LA to play. He hasn't made a huge impact on the sport, but he's made enough of one on the field, in attendance, and in the media. He was just on People Magazine's list of sexiest men alive, that it's making a difference, and I think that's the way MLS will continue to go. Slow, broader growth.
And they're actually taking steps that is apparently are fairly shrewd in terms of developing their audiences.
Yeah, they are. They're trying to get all of their teams in modestly sized soccer-only stadiums, about 20,000 seats. They've got 7 of those now. More are under construction or in planning. The economy could prove to be a problem with that, though. MLS is expanding. They're adding teams in Seattle next year and Philly in 2010. They've got 7 bidders for 2 more teams that would join in 2011. And earlier this week, a day after he was named the National League's MVP, St. Louis Cardinals slugger Albert Pujols, baseball, announced that he had joined the soccer ownership group in St. Louis.
What about what actually happens on the field? Is Major League Soccer in the U.S. comparable to what's being played elsewhere in the world?
No, it's not. I mean, in the top MLS team, and Columbus was the best team this year, could it compete in the English Premier League? No. But that's not where MLS is, and it just can't be. They are judiciously adding a few expensive-ish international players, not all of them like Beckham, but marquee in different ethnic communities, which is important. At some point, though, they're going to have to start paying all of their players better across the board, and that's what's keeping the quality of the league down compared to Europe. Another measure of the league's health, though, is its ability to send players to the top European leagues. We're still a feeder league, and here's the best example. MLS this year sold the contract of 19-year-old forward Jozy Altidore for $10 million to a top Spanish team. That is far more than they've ever received for a player, and a couple of weeks ago, Altidore scored the first goal ever by an American in La Liga, Spain's top league.
The other young American we've talked about in the past is Freddy Adu, and he made some history himself this week.
Yeah, Adu debuted in MLS at age 14. He's 19 now. He joined Benfica of Portugal last year, which loaned him this year to Monaco of the top French league. So there's a lot of movement in Europe. This week, Adu scored his first goal for the United States men's senior national team. It came in a 2-0 win over Guatemala in the final game of the semifinal round of regional qualifying for the 2010 World Cup. Still a long way to go to 2010. Final qualifying round begins in February. No guarantee that youngsters like Adu and Altidore will be on the roster if the United States does manage to advance to South Africa.
Stefan, talk a little bit about sports and the recession. The economy is slumping all over the world. NASCAR has laid off staff. The New York Times has folded its quarterly sports magazine Play. This is a response to the economy. All important question for sports fans. How is ESPN doing?
Better than everybody else, I think. ESPN this week agreed to pay $500 million to show college football's BCS bowl games from 2011 to 2014. They took it away from Fox, and this is the first time that a major sport will have its national championship shown on cable television, not on over-the-air television.
Will they get to telecast the Obama Bowl tournament that is going to be in place by that time?
I bet they won't. That's going to have to be on network TV because Obama's going to want everyone to see it.
Okay, thanks. Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us most Fridays about sports and the business of sports. Have a good weekend, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.